Good evening. December 25, the day of Christmas, or Christugena, as we say in Greek, or Natalis Christi Dies, as we say in Latin, or Christmas Day, as we say in English, has been the par excellence most unifying day of the year for all Christians around the world. No matter what Christian group they belong to, for almost 1700 years, until our days, that is, when some people began to cast doubt on the accuracy of the date of this important feast, bringing about unnecessary discord, much confusion, and even as we prepare to celebrate the feast, and I know this from people calling me and asking me, even my own daughter at school, she heard something about this, and she really was the one who initiated the process of me digging deeper into the date of Christmas and the accuracy of the December 25. The issue of the time of the birth of Christ has been addressed by many people in our times, scholars, theologians, TV personalities, actors, politicians, name it, everyone that you can imagine has talked about it. Some people have even proposed that we should not continue to hold Christmas as a legitimate feast because the date of December 25 is not accurate. I don't know if you've heard that, but I've heard it. What I intend to do here today is to present to you an overview of this debate and come to some conclusions from the historical and biblical perspective and the evidence that is there in an effort to bring about some clarity to this topic for those who are really concerned that the 25th of December may not be the correct time to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. So let me start by saying that there are two pieces of evidence which people present in support of the position that Christ was not born in December. The first one is the verse from the Gospel of Luke. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. The argument from this is that December is so cold, too cold, perhaps, for shepherds to be in the field watching over their flocks. Hence, the proponents of this theory claim that Jesus had to be born in the spring. Recently, I read another article on an online website where the author was claiming, based on the same reasoning and the same text from the Gospel of Luke, that Jesus was probably born in the fall. It was more appropriate, before it got cold. I am sure that someone else out there must have also claimed that Jesus was born in the summer instead, and maybe we're going to have to celebrate Christmas in July, but I don't know. At first sight, any one of these times claimed by the different theorists may seem reasonable. But without more historical evidence, they are just claims. Because you cannot rule out the possibility that some shepherds could have been out there watching over their flocks by the night in the area of Bethlehem, even in December. Why not? What would they do with their sheep? Shepherds had summer pens for their flocks, and then in the winter, they would move their sheep into the caves of the area to protect them from the cold. That's a common practice in the Middle East, everywhere, even in Cyprus. And I remember as a child experiencing that. The sheep were not grazing in the field by night, obviously. The shepherds were just guarding their flocks, perhaps taking turns overnight as the sheep were in their pens in the nearby caves, protecting them from thieves. Although the weather in these parts of the world can be cold in December, it can also be warm enough for the shepherds to still take their flocks out during the day, but then bring them back again inside the caves at night, where it is much warmer than it would be in their summer pens, a practice still prevalent in these parts of the Middle East, even until today. The second piece of evidence which the proponents of an alternate time for Christmas present is the fact that the ancient pagans celebrated on December 25 the birth of the god Sun. As a follow-up syllogism, they conclude that the Christians adopted December 25 to cover up the pagan feast, ignoring the historical date of his birth. It is in fact true that many pagan feasts were Christianized during the 4th century and subsequently even, which makes this a reasonable claim. Still, this is no proof that the birth of Christ did not take place at some time in December, even if it was not exactly on December 25. And even if the Christians intentionally overlaid the birth of Christ over the pagan feast. So, looking for evidence, where do we go? As we look for more evidence, we discover that the feast of Christmas was first celebrated in the beginning of the 4th century, first in Rome in the year 336 AD, and subsequently in the eastern parts of the empire by the end of the 4th century, where we find a sermon by St. John Chrysostom explaining why celebrating Christmas in December, and especially on December 25, is perfectly appropriate. He presents historical evidence from the events of the New Testament to support this position. St. Chrysostom, preaching at the end of the 4th century in Antioch, about 10 years after the Feast of Christmas was established in the East, as he himself informs us in this sermon, he offers a contemporary account of the reasoning behind the choice of December 25 as the day for celebrating the birth of Christ. He's addressing people who disputed both the necessity of the feast as an innovation, as well as the time of its celebration. So this is most appropriate for our discussion here. In his comments, St. Chrysostom does not mention the effort by the Christians to remove from the Roman calendar the pagan worship of the sun, but he lays out a very distinctly biblical explanation. He starts with the time of the census, as mentioned in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and points out that this was the first census which happened when Quirinius was governor of Syria. He also points out that whoever wants to know the exact time of the census can freely search the ancient codices, which are kept in the public libraries of Rome, hinting that the time of the birth of Christ is easily verifiable from the public records. Chrysostom was himself a trained lawyer of that time with personal knowledge of governmental records, and he points exactly to the source of the historical evidence. He then continues his argument from a biblical perspective, explaining the Jewish tradition of the censing of the temple in Jerusalem by the high priest, who would enter the Holy of Holies only once a year during the Feast of Tabernacles in September. He points to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 8 to 15, when Zacharias was selected to enter the Holy of Holies to offer incense. This selection of Zacharias perhaps happened because there was no high priest at the time during that year, and the group of Levites who were on duty at that time would select, if there was no high priest, they would select by lot, according to tradition, a priest who would make the offering in place of the high priest. So Zacharias is chosen. He entered the Holy of Holies to offer incense, and there he had a vision of an angel of the Lord who announced to him the birth of his son, whom he was to call John. Soon after that, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. Continuing with the biblical narrative, Chrysostom points out that 6 months later, the angel Gabriel appears to the Virgin Mary and announces to her that she would bear the Son of God, and also reveals to her that her cousin Elizabeth is already in her 6 month of pregnancy. This is Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 37. So Elizabeth became pregnant in September, and the Virgin Mary becomes pregnant in March. Chrysostom concludes that Elizabeth had become pregnant in the latter part of September after the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Virgin Mary became pregnant 6 months later in the latter part of March. If then we count 9 months from that time, we end up at the latter part of December, as simple as that, which is the time when Jesus was born. Hence, he concludes, the celebration of Christmas on December 25 is fully justified. Now that's Chrysostom 1700 years ago. The fact is that we do not know the exact day of Christ's birth, but the Christians of the 4th century had calculated the time of his birth using whatever evidence was available to them and concluded with December as the month. They were much closer to the original event and much closer to the people who had experienced it than any person of today's. Their decision was biblically and historically based, and it might as well be much closer to the real day than any modern guesses. It is possible, however, that the decision to establish the celebration of Christmas on December 25 and not on December 20th or the 24th or whatever date would have been the real date of the birth of Christ was indeed intentional. There is a chance that it is indeed intentional to be the 25th, aiming at quashing the pagan feast of the God Son. Although Chrysostom is silent about this in his homily, he never mentions anything about it. It is indeed possible, however, that the Christians sought to substitute the celebration of the birth of the God Son with the birth of the Son of God. This seems to have become one more victory for them against the dwindling pagan religion which worshipped the creation rather than the Creator. They were comfortable that the season of his birth was the right one, and December 25 seemed perfectly good to them. Hence, for those of you who have been worried about it, have been worried that they might be celebrating Christmas at their own time, please enjoy the joyful feast and find comfort in the fact that the early Christians knew what they were doing when they decided that December 25 it is. Christmas is the only Christian feast that unites us all in the one faith, that the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son of God, has become man in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, who assumed our humanity so that he can perfect it in himself and save it. In him, humanity, perfectly and unconfusedly united to his divinity, was preserved sinless and was perfected in obedience to God, just as God intended for us from the very beginning. He then allowed his sinless humanity to die on the cross so that he can raise it from the dead and glorify it eternally in himself as he ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, continuing to be the Theanthropos, the God-man, through whom we find salvation. December 25 is a perfectly good day to celebrate this amazing work of God for us. Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. Καλά Χριστούγεννα. Thank you.